keep in touch whilst on leave, and what should I be expecting from my manager?
Yes, I think planning to keep in touch is one of the most important things that's undercooked, actually, by both managers and individuals. I think the thing is, once we have made our list, we're prepared to go on leave, we've maybe had an initial conversation around what our return to work intentions are, it's really easy just to check out. Right, I'm done, I'm on leave now, all good. Almost like we would do when we're taking annual leave for a holiday. Hopefully many of us get to switch off when that happens. Except for there's a key difference here. This is a period of time where you are transitioning into parenthood. You're taking time off to do that. And in most cases, you will be going back to work at obviously an unspecified potentially amount of time. So in other words, in that time that you're downtime at home from the work, what is it that you think is needed in order to stay connected with work? Now, why is that really important? Well, I think two things. One, if you're intending to go back to work and you really love your job, then there's absolutely a vested interest in this for you to stay connected. It's going to make it much easier when you go back if you've kept in regular touch to understand really what's been happening. And, you know, the frequency of that is up to you, but that sense of knowing what's going on. I certainly speak to people who've taken 12 months off and spoken to no one, and they're coming back into work. They're going to, the first conversation they're going to have with their manager is about their return to work negotiation meeting. And it's hard. It's really hard because they've suddenly realised that they're behind the eight ball. There's all this stuff they don't know that's happened. They possibly have a new manager or a new team, and they feel feeling very suddenly underprepared, and they realise at that point, I should have kept in better touch. Now, on the other hand, I do appreciate that it is time to be really focused on family life, and there's no doubt that having a baby is demanding. And for many people, they do want to switch off, and they don't want to be contacted by work, and they don't want to be in touch with work. And I respect that, and I think that's fine. If that's important to you to really take a clean break from work, I don't think that's anything, there's nothing wrong with that. The only caveat I would say to that is if you are planning to return to work, make sure that there is some mechanism by which you feel that you're informed about what's going on. Because there is an obligation for employers to keep in touch with people whilst they're on leave, particularly if there are changes made to their job. There are, say, rounds of redundancies, etc., that may impact your role. It's important to, obviously, you want to be aware of those things as they're happening. On the other hand, there's also the opportunity for promotions whilst on parental leave and pay reviews and things like that, and you don't want to miss out on that. You know, again, when I'm working with people returning to work, often they have missed a pay review, and there's that awkward conversation around, you know, that happened 6 months ago whilst I was on leave. I don't know how to bring that up with the manager now. I feel bad about asking because I've been off on leave. How dare I, you know, ask that question? I don't feel it's right. And I always have this conversation with them to say, okay, well, you know, if you'd been there, you know, do you think that you were eligible to have a pay review? And most people in that instance would say, well, yes, I would, you know, and then I encourage them to say, okay, well, if that were the case, then go back, when you go back, and have that conversation and say, look, I realise if I'd been here still, this would have been important to me to bring up. I recognise I've been away, but I do want to come back to it because I don't want to miss the conversation. It's important that we have a conversation around my pay because I realise the next one might not be coming up for a while. So can we have a conversation about, you know, the process and your thoughts around that. So at least we can start to open up a conversation. You may or may not get an answer that you're looking for, but at least you've started to note it and say to your leader, look, I know, had I been here, we would have had this conversation. So I think it's really important. And I really bring that up as an important factor in this because we know women, when they take a break, in particular after parental leave, particularly an extended one, their pay opportunities, their superannuation is impacted. And, you know, we can find that we never catch up, actually, especially the more parental leave breaks that we have. So we have to be responsible for that and ask the question around this.
So it's worth confirming in email as well, isn't it? Everything that you discuss and every meeting that you have, make sure for your own sake as well as for your manager's sake, you confirm what you've agreed in writing.
Yes. So keeping in touch is important, not only for managing expectations and relationships and keeping those intact as you're on leave, but it's important around your own promotional opportunities and your pay opportunities.